craftsmanship tells us something about the proper use of resources. The craftsman wasted not and wanted not. These skills could well prove more useful in the future than they have in the dim past. Resourcefulness in the use of natural materials may again establish itself as the norm rather than the exception. Martin Lawrence, writer, craftsman. To turn a vision of oneself into a tangible result requires commitment, skills, and the right tools for the job. This is making a masterpiece of your life. The Five Elements, Element 3, Family and Personal Finance. The third element of life as a craft deals with managing money. To master this element in all its variations can be a lifelong quest. For this reason, many mistakenly believe they cannot hope to achieve even a moderate level of craftsmanship in this seemingly complex element. The result is either great distress or distrust on the part of families and individuals when it comes to dealing with this, one of life as a craft's five elements. The truth is, families and individuals can achieve incremental excellence in this critical element, providing abundance of resources for family and personal growth. Subjects for study in this element include financial planning, income, budgeting, taxes, credit, investing, contributions, personal financial goals, insurance coverage, estate planning, and financial management. Financial management is the process of wisely budgeting, spending, saving, and investing the money you earn. Managing money is an important part of being in a relationship and the family's well-being. Finances can affect the health of your relationship and the family. For example, when you and your partner want to spend money in different ways, it can lead to disagreements. Consumer debt and financial problems such as credit cards or payday loans can cause stress and increase conflict. Not using mainstream institutions such as banks or credit unions may leave you and your partner at risk if something unexpected happens, such as losing your wallet. Healthy financial management in a relationship involves learning how to spend and manage your money wisely, using communication and conflict management skills, and building and maintaining a strong foundation of trust with your partner. Couples who communicate openly about money, have little or no debt, and/or who are actively working toward paying off their debt and don't spend more than they earn, tend to be happier and more stable in their relationships. Couples who struggle with financial issues often have increased stress and tension in their relationships. Setting financial goals. Sit down with your partner and discuss questions such as, what would our lives be like if our finances were in order? Talk about different types of goals you can set to help work toward that future. Start with small goals like writing down your household monthly budget. Then work towards saving for your emergency fund or paying off a specific high-interest loan. Everyone needs to know how to manage money skillfully in the way of craftsmanship. Learning good financial management skills can help you and your partner build a happier and more stable life together and the life of your family. Seek out master craftsmen and women in the financial crafts to learn and discuss skillful financial management practices. Then practice and develop the skills that will help you and your partner be happier and more prepared to deal with times of stress. Personal financial behavior. Although some financial problems are simply caused by poor financial understanding resulting in unwise decisions, research suggests that most financial problems are caused by non-financial behavior. Problems like impulse buying, excessive materialism, preoccupation with one's social image, using money to control others, or addictive behavior. Scholars have identified several factors that drive financial behavior, including emotions, personality, and an individual's attitude toward money. Money is closely connected to our emotions. Have you ever spent money on others to control them? Perhaps you have acquired debt to buy gifts to relieve feelings of guilt because you neglected someone. Or have you gone on a shopping spree to overcome sadness or loneliness? Our personalities also affect our financial behavior. A spouse who is carefree and values spontaneity may resist financial planning, budgeting, and saving. On the other hand, a spouse who values order, control, and authority may resist spending money on anything but absolute necessities and may have difficulty sharing financial control with their partner. Your financial behavior is also influenced by your attitude toward money, which is partly determined by your childhood. Money can symbolize feelings like control, fear, guilt, or abandonment. Do you resist discussing financial matters with your spouse because your parents argued about it frequently when you were young? Did your spouse grow up in an affluent family and consequently does not understand the need to budget and save? Or perhaps you need to have a new car to feel confident, a sense of affluence, or project an image of success. Family financial behavior. In addition to you and your spouse's individual financial behavior, your relationship has a tremendous impact on your family's experience with money. Researchers have identified the following qualities of a marriage that affect financial security: emotional intimacy, mutual respect and communication, trust and love. If your relationship suffers from mistrust, poor communication, disrespect, or manipulation, you may be likely to have money problems. Some of the relationship issues that can cause financial distress include poor communication, control and manipulation of others, ill-defined roles, selfishness, disrespect, and mistrust. Communication. Effective communication about family finances and goals is critical to money management. Do you know your spouse's attitude toward money? Do you know and understand his or her financial goals? Do you talk to your spouse before making a large purchase? Do you consult with your spouse about how to spend extra money like tax refunds, gifts, or bonuses? Emotional intimacy. Do you understand your spouse's feelings toward money? Do you understand why money matters make your husband or wife anxious? Do you understand that your spouse is motivated to save money for a rainy day, perhaps because their family had money problems when they were a child? Mutual respect and consideration. Do you use money to control your spouse? Do you go on shopping sprees and exceed the family budget because you are angry at your husband or wife? Do you respect your partner's desire to save money for new curtains or money for a trip to Hawaii? Do you consider your spouse's feelings before making financial decisions? Trust and love. Do you and your spouse trust that you have each other's best interests at heart? Do you communicate openly with your husband or wife about your financial income? Or do you hide some of your money so they won't spend it? From their research, scholars have provided insights and recommendations to help families manage their finances more effectively. These recommendations are based mostly on changing behaviors and attitudes. They include learning to distinguish between needs and wants, communicating openly and honestly about family finances, using a budget or financial plan, and understanding the connection between money and family relationships. Seek understanding. Be aware that each individual has different values, standards, and goals that influence his or her view of money and its uses. Understand the family financial rules that existed in your spouse's family of origin and how they affect his or her financial perspective. Communicate openly and lovingly with your spouse about your family financial patterns. Assess your family financial rules and decide which ones you want to keep and which ones you want to change. Increase your financial understanding and skills by using the resources available to you across the internet. Consider the motivation behind your financial habits. Do you spend money to keep up with the Joneses or improve your social image? Do you spend money to buy the love and affection of others? Do you control the family money too much because you do not trust your spouse? Plan a family activity that can teach family members about family finances. One small example, cash your paycheck and show your children how the money is allocated to various expenses and savings programs. Changing your financial behavior. Manage your money with a written budget. Make a list defining each spouse's financial roles and responsibilities. This does not mean that both have to equally perform financial tasks. If one is more skilled or enjoys doing it, that's okay. Many craftsmen's workshops successfully operate with a single financial manager. Just be transparent with reporting and access in case of unforeseen circumstances. Make purchases that are appropriate to your income level. Live within your means. Make a listing and separate your basic needs from your wants. Keep your expenses constant, even when your income increases. Give family members some allowance to spend however they choose without having to be accountable to anyone. Avoid impulse buying. Make a shopping list and stick to it. Before making large purchases, be sure you have the money set aside or can pay it off quickly if you use credit. Buying anything with credit is the most expensive way to live. Establish a limit to the amount of money that either spouse can spend before consulting your partner. As long as it is within the limit, whether it's $25 or $5,000. Consider sharing the purchase and use of expensive items. For example, perhaps you may buy a snowblower with one or two of your neighbors, or purchase a cabin or a boat with members of your family. Preparing for the future. Establish an emergency savings fund of at least 3 months' income. If the family has only one income generator, consider having 6 months of income. This is one of the most difficult goals for most people to achieve. It requires laser-like discipline and not giving in to the little impulse purchases that burn $500 in a month you could have saved to your emergency fund that much quicker. Insurance products. What do you really need and how much? Medical insurance, depending on the country you live in, may be a requirement that you have to budget for. Life insurance is useful if the family does not have sufficient financial resources to manage after the death of a spouse, especially if they are producing income for the family. It may be unnecessary if the survivors are financially self-sufficient. Property insurance on your home and vehicles helps to mitigate the total costs of repair or replacement in the event of being damaged. Estate planning. An estate is the property to which someone is lawfully entitled. In traditional law, the word referred to property in land. A person's estate consisted of the interest or rights that person held in land. Courts in the United States have ruled that the word estate covers everything a person owns, both real and personal. No matter whatever your net worth is, it is important to have a basic estate plan in place. Such a plan ensures that your family and financial goals are met after you are gone. An estate plan has several key elements. They include a will, assignment of power of attorney, and a living will or healthcare proxy, sometimes called a medical power of attorney. For some people, a trust may also make sense. When putting together a plan, you must be mindful of both federal and other jurisdictions in governing your estate. Family and personal finance is element 3 of 5 in the practice of life as a craft. Your objective over the 4 phases of your life is to select subjects for study and practice within each of the 5 elements and achieve incremental excellence to improve the quality of your craftsmanship and make a masterpiece of your life. This is Charles Collins inviting you to join us for the next episode of Making a Masterpiece of Your Life. Making a Masterpiece of Your Life is made possible by a grant from the Griffin House Trust.